because His Word is powerful. And it's powerful when it comes from His people. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Please remain standing for the reading of God's Holy Word.
Read these words from Jeremiah chapter 1. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations." "Alas, sovereign Lord," I said, "I do not know how to speak. I am too young." But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am too young.' You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you," declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out His hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. And may the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Okay, so I need you to do me a favor. I need you to say three words. Nobody.
Nobody.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Somebody.
Somebody.
Okay. I need for you to remember those three words for the next hour and a half. No, not really. I love watching everybody's face like, "Oh, gosh, no." So, what are they?
Nobody, everybody, somebody.
Okay, all right. So, how many of you are aware that God speaks to you? So, did you see that? Some of them, well, their hands went way up, some went halfway, and some went. But you know what? That's really the way it is. When God speaks to us, we have to determine if that's true. We have to make sure that that's God speaking to us. You know, sometimes it's, "Is that God? Was that me? Was that the devil?" So we have to make sure of who it is that's speaking to us. So my question to you is this. So when God does speak to you, does He have a particular way that He speaks to you? Is it in a whisper? Okay. Is it in a normal back and forth talk? Is it like thunder and lightning?
It has been.
A brick wall. God has a 4x4 that has my name written on it. But you know, sometimes God speaks to us in different ways than what we're accustomed to. God speaks to us in prayer. God will speak to us in a song. So here's the thing. So on Monday, because my staff is slave drivers, they want me to have my scripture in early so they can prepare for the bulletin and the week. And sometimes it works, most of the time it doesn't, because by the end of the week I've already changed everything. And so it's become kind of a laugher in the office. Kelly will come right before she prints and she says, "Are we staying with this scripture?" So on Monday, I picked the scripture, which was this one. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so how am I going to go about this? And then I think it was on Tuesday morning, I get in the truck to go to the office, and for some reason, I have the radio over on Christian music, and there's a song that comes on that I've never heard before. Andy said she'd been hearing it for a year, but then again, I listen to 70s rock most of the time, and I don't speak to 70s rock very often. But it was my confirmation of what I needed to do. So here's the thing. If God speaks to you, and He speaks to you in that normal way, and He speaks to you and you know it's Him, because you see, the scripture today about Jeremiah's call and his commissioning and his ordination, which, by the way, didn't come from the church, it came from God. Jeremiah knew it was God because he was in conversation with God all the time. I mean, we are too. We talk to Him in prayer, and we try to listen to Him in our everyday lives, right? Right?
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody's on the same page. And so, most of the time, we know it's God speaking to us. So Jeremiah is listening to God, and God's telling him, this is what you're going to do, and this is what you were going to do from the very beginning of time, because I knew you before you were ever a twinkle in your mama's eye. I chose you because I know what you're capable of. I knew what you were capable of then. And so we're just like Jeremiah. We listen and we hear God speak to us, and then we hear what God has in store for us, and what happens? Well, Jeremiah said, I can't speak, I'm too young. So hold on a minute here, God. I think you maybe made a slight mistake right quick. Maybe you need to be talking to George over here, who's a lot better at articulating than I am. How many times has God come to you and told you, this is what I want you to do? Think about that just for a short second. God has come to you and said, okay, Julian, this is what I've had planned for you all your life, and this is what I want you to do. And Julian's initial response, just like everybody else's, is, whoa, that's not me. That's not what I'm supposed to do. I've got this figured out, God. I know this is where you want me to be. You just haven't caught up with me yet. Any of y'all ever done it? Don't you tell a story in church. We all have. Because we think we know ourselves. We think we know exactly what we're supposed to be doing. Jeremiah did too. God told him, hang on, buckaroo. Because I know you better than anyone else, because I created you, I know what you're going to do, and I know what you're capable of doing. Even though we sometimes think we fall short, think about this. Moses had stage fright. Did y'all know that? Moses had stage fright. He did not want to stand before Pharaoh and get into a debate with him. David, what a goofball. David took a rock to a sword fight. Who does that? Jesus pick 12 of the most off-the-wall people to change the world. So you think your little excuse is going to make a difference to God when God has already decided what you can and can't do? So God told Jeremiah, He said, don't worry about it. I'm putting my words in your mouth. You'll be able to pull this off because I'm with you. I'm right there. We can do this. So it doesn't matter what your excuse is. I'm too old, or I'm too young. I don't speak well enough or know enough. I'm too busy. Don't tell God you're too busy. Don't tell God you're too busy. Because God will take care of that business really quick. It's kind of like, don't pray for patience. Don't tell God that you can't do that. Because remember, God knows what you're capable of, even though you don't. One of my favorite excuses, it can't be God calling me to do that. Or one of the most famous ones, I'll serve later. See, God didn't listen to Jeremiah's excuses. He doesn't listen to our excuses. You see, I had my ministry all figured out. I was going to work with you. I was going to work with young people. And I even told God, this is what I'm doing. You know what God did? First of all, He picked himself up off the floor after laughing at me and said, I'm going to show you what you're going to be doing. And it didn't matter, excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. Those were kind of wiped out. And one of my excuses was, I don't have time. I'm raising a family. I've got a mortgage. I've got a good paying job. So God worked weave all the way through that to where there was no more excuses. You know, sometimes we need to understand that God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the call. Because if you look throughout history, those that God used, those that God ordained, were those who didn't really measure up to the role model that you would think, or the stereotype you would think there was. You see, God uses the not-quiters and the never-get-it-righters. So today, God has called on you in whatever manner you typically get called. Whether it is in a whisper sitting here this morning, whether it was in the prayer, whether it was in the children's message, whether it's through what's being said now, or one of the hymns. God has been speaking to you today, telling you that this is what you're going to do. And it doesn't matter which line or ministry or outreach it is. God is calling you to spread the good news. So what excuse have you got right now? Well, I'm pretty sure we got one. So, one of the most important and the most outstanding excuses that we all use is, God, I'm just a nobody. I'm nobody. Who's going to listen to me? I'm not Billy Graham. I'm not Moses. I'm not Jesus. He knows that. So here's the way we're going to approach this from now on. I'm just trying to tell about who saved my soul. I'm nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who saved my soul. And if that doesn't get you going and get you to understand that it doesn't matter who you are, God's going to use you because there's somebody out there that needs to hear out of your mouth about how God saved you. Because believe it or not, somebody is going through the exact same thing that you have gone through at least once in your life. I never could understand why God called me to ministry at 17 and then it felt like He kicked me to the curb until I was 33. I never could understand that. Why are you calling me to ministry and I've made a fool out of myself in front of people, and now you're going to wait till I'm this age in order to do it? No, God said, there were some things you needed to learn about before you started helping somebody else. You see, our experiences are not just our experiences. I promise you, there are others out there who have gone through or are going through the exact same things you have. So, you're not just a nobody. God has chosen you special. You remember those old Mission Impossible shows with Peter Graves? Huh? You watched them? They come on and they say, this is the mission if you choose to accept it. Well, God's a little different than that. God says, this is the mission that you're going to take. So it's okay for us to be trying to tell
everybody
about
somebody
that saved our soul. So I challenge you. I challenge you this week to follow through with that. And by the way, if you want to hear the whole song, Casting Crowns, the name of the song is Nobody. And I promise you, you will be so spirit-filled that you'll want to go out and tell somebody about Jesus. So let's just do that, y'all. Let's be a nobody. Nobody's good. Let's be a nobody. Trying to tell somebody about, tell everybody about somebody that saved our soul. Because if that doesn't make you happy and excited, you need to have your pulse checked. Let's pray. Gracious God, you have got us so fired up now because we know that we may think that we're nobody, but we're going to go tell everybody about your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for blessing us. We thank you for saving us. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for loving us. As we go out into the world today and throughout this coming week, Father, help us to show the excitement we have on the inside that others may want that same experience. Pray this all in your Son's name.